Everyone's a robotics company.
Yeah.
That's what I always say about Sweetgreen. It's not a restaurant. It's a robotics company.
Sweetgreen's a very funny one. That's, it is. Sweetgreen is, I can go way.
You can go deep onto Sweetgreen.
Well, you know, Hunter Biden was staying at the Sweetgreen CEO's house, allegedly, during
the
whole.
In D.C.?
No, in L.A.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wasn't he also staying at Sean McGuire's house?
Yeah, but they're like brother-in-laws. Sean McGuire and the Sweetgreen CEO are brother-in-laws. I believe they're brother-in-laws.
Sean McGuire is evil, man. I didn't realize that. He's brother-in-law with a Sweetgreen guy.
Oh, my
I know, because there was this whole thing. Sean McGuire, who loves to make everything about himself, by the way.
Including his hair.
Listen, Sean, if you're listening to this.
He's not.
He will. No. He's pulled up stuff before, and he's had my ex account in the background of his screenshot.
No shit.
God.
No shit.
Oh yeah, he's big on the Lauren train.
Well, he was also
calm it down, man. We can do good work together.
His brief foray into making 30-minute long videos about Zoran Mamdani or whatever on Twitter, I think he has at least stopped doing that, because boy, that guy, save it for the profile. You do not
like decreased his profile.
Yes.
A little bit.
Well, there was several large scale negative articles about how insane he is that have come out. And I think he has maybe not done, or maybe he has done well for Sequoia's brand, depending on how you look at it. But Sean McGuire loves to make everything about himself. I'm thinking here, of course, of October 7th, but also the Hunter Biden thing. He really was just like, Hunter Biden took a shit all over my house. That's just genuinely Sean McGuire's thing. He's like, Hunter Biden shit everywhere. There was doo-doo floor to ceiling on this house that I fucking let him stay in. It's like, well, you let a famous crackhead stay at your house. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Hunter Biden is famous for two things, being Joe Biden's son, and then I think more than that, Joe Biden's son who cannot stop smoking crack cocaine. Obviously, that doesn't necessarily come with the greatest amount of, and I don't say this in personal experience, I never shit my pants on crack. Hunter Biden, clearly, many things emit from him during his drug use. Sorry, I derailed this too much.
But, oh no, we're getting into the good stuff. Now.
But wait, what about Sweetgreen?
They're doing this robotics thing that Liz mentioned. They have these robots in the stores, and
yeah.
Sweetgreen, Cava, all these salad restaurants that were popular like 2010s. They're all hurting in the market right now too.
They're having a real hard time because they all scaled like crazy, mm-hmm. and then. You know, everyone realized like, oh, these supply chains are actually like really not, you know, the margins are really like shitty, and like the time, like how you can have fresh organic ingredients that like the customer like wants at the sort of like turnover. I don't know what the in grocery like lingo, like what you call
it. Yeah.
But that, you know, the trying to decrease the amount of waste you have at the scale you're trying to do is very, very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, consumer tastes change. A lot of, you know, obviously a lot of offices closed post-COVID, all of that kind of hit. But they all have like pivoted, I mean, maybe smartly, maybe not, to sort of like how close can we get to a kind of ghost kitchen model for mm-hmm. like the bolification of the industry, right? And so mm-hmm. you see these like, if you go into a Sweetgreen, they have these like, the robot build out is actually like pretty impressive, I guess. But it is the sort of like assembly, like Fortis line of like, you know, like squirt the goat cheese and then add the rice or add the kale or whatever it is. And you can see, you know, there's only like, they've really like decreased the amount of people working there and really like scaled up the amount of automation.
I will just say this.
But I don't know how it's
working. I had Cava for the first time 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe the first time for you as well.
Oh, that's what we had before the show?
Yeah.
Was
that the first time you had it?
Yeah.
Really? I could not eat it. I mean,
this
I was
is,
also like,
I know
like
people,
to eat before going
I know people
stage,
who but. Like buy stocks and stuff always need, they're like, they look for like a angle. Let me tell you right now, Cava is the worst thing I've ever eaten in my fucking life. If that is publicly traded right now, sell your shares. That
is
financial advice.
Traded.
Sell your shares. That was the grossest slop.
I don't know how it could be so bad.
Mine was okay.
Wettest food that I have ever ingested in my life was that. It was,
all I had was like a Greek salad and I could not.
It was, I had a soup tube essentially. It was supposed to be some kind of wrap.
Was it salty?
It was, I don't even know because I think my tongue sort of shut down any sensations that it could bring to my brain at that point. It was just, I needed something in my stomach and that was barely, I was barely able to do it. I would rather eat my fingernails than fucking kava. It is, everything is disgusting now.